Woo!
Hey guys, I'm Randy Rainbow, and you're listening to The Dana Cortez Show. Podcast. Love it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
There comes a point in everyone's life, man or woman, when you're with somebody and you figure out, this is the person I want to spend the rest of my life with.
Aww.
And that's what we have here on Dear Dana. This man sent me an Instagram message that is like 50 pages long if it was a book. He is going to propose to the girl he's been with for 3 years. Aww. He's 31. She's 30, and he's like, this is it.
Don't do it, Doug.
No, Anthony, stop.
you're living life good. Don't do
it,
Doug.
The problem is that he has no idea how to pick her ring out. They've never looked at rings, and he doesn't want to bring it up now because he's like, if I bring it up now, guess what? She's going to know that I'm going to propose. I want this to be a real surprise. So DJ Automatic, Anthony A., get all your little duckies in a row. And let's come back and give this man the greatest advice on how to pick the perfect ring. That's next when the Dana Cortez Show continues.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Here on the Dana Cortez Show, whenever I get a message on Instagram or Facebook, it makes me feel so good when someone wants our advice, you know? And it's Dear Dana, especially. This 31-year-old man is ready to propose to his 30-year-old girlfriend.
Oh.
They've been together 3 years, and this is it. He's found the love of his life. Problem is, he doesn't know what to do because he doesn't know how to get the perfect ring.
Okay, we're going to help that man, but let me just get something clear about this topic.
What,
it's
Anthony?
Called Dear Dana for a reason. If you ever feel yourself reaching out to myself, Anthony, or DJ Automatic for advice, question your whole life, okay?
Hey, I actually had somebody ask me for my advice this weekend.
All right, I hope they're doing good.
I
don't think it was sound advice, but hey, I gave them some.
Every piece of my advice ends with, do what makes you happy, though. Okay?
I
don't want to be responsible for that at all.
Well, I just love that this man is asking because he says he's heard us do shows about women not liking their ring and he doesn't want to be that man.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Dana, you're a woman who I believe has very good taste when it comes to jewelry.
Thank you. I do.
And things like that. Did your husband do a good job of picking out the right ring?
Which one? No, I'm just
what husband? Oh! Your current one's right here.
I will be
honest.
Notice
I'm not laughing.
Automatic, come on now. To be honest, he didn't give me a ring when he proposed. He had groceries in his hand, and
I'm a real one, Aunt.
Okay,
let me tell you. I don't need to do that movie stuff. I keep it real, 100%. I gave her groceries when I asked her to marry me. I was like, hold these real quick while I ask you to marry me.
How many carrots?
It was bananas, not carrots. There was no bending knee. There was none of that. He asked me. I said yes. We had a serious conversation. It wasn't quick like that. You know, obviously, I've been married before, but he was very adamant.
And I had already impregnated her.
Yeah, and he was very adamant at saying, look, I'm only getting married one time, Dana.
So you didn't go through the problem automatic that this man's having of, like, what ring to pick out?
Well, actually, I did. Dan and I were at a concert, and we were already engaged, but I had not bought her a ring yet. And a guy that
we plan on not getting a ring. I don't need a ring.
I was like, well, I don't need a ring. She's already got a couple of them, you know? I had to ring her belly.
Okay, that's like, right, touche. That's how I understand. You proposed literally with the groceries in hand, no ring at all.
For
real.
But then we're at a concert, and this guy who Dana had gone on some dates with before
one
we started.
Whatever.
God. He's lame. Anyway. He starts hitting on Dana again, not knowing she's pregnant. And she's like, hey, I'm engaged now. And he's like, well, I don't see a ring on your finger.
Oh!
Right after that, I will tell you this. We got a ring.
We got a ring. We're getting a ring this week. And it's a beautiful ring. And I actually have an upgrade now.
But I will say this. I knew that Dana was so picky. So I took her to the jewelry store and let her pick out the ring. Of course, within my budget, but I let her pick it out.
And that's part of the advice that I'm giving this young man. You know, you've been thinking about this. You want to give her the perfect ring. You have to talk to the jeweler. What does her jewelry look like? Look, I like to wear a lot of ghetto gold and have fun with it and everything. That's not what my ring looks like. It's a classic ring. You either want to do platinum or white gold, and you want to stick to your budget. That's so important. What Automatic said, 2 months' salary is the standard for your girl's ring. You make $1,000 a month, you're spending $2,000. You make $5,000 a month, you're spending $10,000. Stay within your budget. Talk to the jeweler. The word classic, timeless, must apply.
Yeah, to the ring and the marriage.
Well, for sure, Ann.
Dana, you should have done that the first two times.
You got it, Dear Dana. Hit us at Dana Cortez on Instagram, Dana Cortez Show, Facebook, TikTok. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One call, 1 minute, no judgment. It's called One Confession here inside the Dana Cortez Show. What do you think you guys like the most about One Confession?
Well, I like the fact that people can remain anonymous. You can call in, talk to us, your friends, your family, and nobody has to know who you are.
Mm-hmm. I like to hear the crazy stories. The crazier the story, the better, the more entertaining.
Well, kind of like this.
Okay, so I was 15, a freshman in high school. I started dating like this really hot senior, and I had never drank before. And he was like, "Let's drink for going to the homecoming game."
Woo! I can only imagine where this one confession will take us. Plus, I got something I got to get off my chest too. I can't believe I'm about to admit this. One call, 1 minute, no judgment. Tap in on the phone line right now. We got your confessions coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One call, 1 minute, no judgment. It's one confession here on the Dana Cortez Show. This confession brought back so many memories.
Okay, so I was 15, a freshman in high school. I started dating like this really hot senior, and I had never drank before. And he was like, "Let's drink for going to the homecoming game."
Yeah.
And they had like a homecoming grill out right before. So I probably drank half a bottle of Sky Pineapple with a Trenta passion fruit drink from Starbucks. And I'm like, "Oh, I'm so staggering." I go up to have, you know, the cojones go up and talk to the school principal.
Oh.
Liquid cojones.
That was that liquid, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if she noticed, but after that, you know, like every game she'd come up and like she'd talk to me because it was a small private school. And she'd be like, "You okay today?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm good."
She like, "You good, alcoholic?"
She's like, little Alki.
Do you need some counseling, little girl?
Yeah. Well, now I don't drink. So
that's good. You're like me. Yeah, I partake. I did a little bit too much in high school. I had some beer with a beer bong. Got sick, and you know what? I don't want any alcohol in my life ever again. Let me ask you, did you get in trouble at school? Or you just got away with it.
So the school resource officer came and gave me a talk, and he's like, "Do you know the school rules and violations?" I'm like, "Yes." And, like, I was, like, you know, it was probably, like, after the game, so I was sobering up a little bit, but he's, like, just follow the rules from now on. He was, like, a really old dude.
Think about how long ago that was, and I swear to you, I can still taste beer. Oh, I don't ever want a beer for the rest of my life.
I think the gnarliest time when I was in high school was graduation party season. Like right after everyone had graduated, going into the summer.
Hold on, Anthony. There's a season of, there's like random.
Oh, that's like a drinking season.
Dude,
yeah.
Dude, bro. that first month after graduating, we were putting them down. And I was actually throwing my graduation party at my older brother's house, and my younger brother was with us there. So the cops come, break the party up. The cop has my younger brother, and of course, you know, I'm trying to explain to him who he is and whatever. He goes, "Well, we need to call your mom." So
no!
I'm stressing, right? And I'm worried, and the cop calls my mom, and his name goes, "Excuse me, ma'am, this is Officer Peabody."
Is his name really Peabody?
That's what his name was. And so my mom goes, "No, it's not. Ha, ha, ha. That's funny." And she goes, "No, ma'am. This is actually Officer Peabody with the Bernalillo County Police Department. And we have both your sons. I want to know if it's okay to release your minor with the other one." And she goes, "Shut up. I'm going back to bed. It's fine." Click, hangs up. And she never realized that she was talking to an actual cop.
She thought that it was a prank.
Yeah, she thought it was a prank.
That's until you got away with it.
Until now.
Well, I was going to say, speaking of ratting yourself out without trying to rat yourself out, I one time in high school, I was probably like 15, I was at a party, and I knew I was allergic to peaches, but I didn't know I was like really allergic to peaches. And everybody had peach schnapps.
Oh, automatic peach schnapps is a thing, man.
Peach schnapps is a thing
in high school.
So ends up, the next morning I wake up, I am broken out all over the left side of my body and just a huge rash. And on top of that, I have a burn on the end of my nose. The burn is from trying to light something when I was really drunk.
Right.
So I have to tell my parents, I'm like, "Mom, I got this whole rash on the side of my body." And then she's like, "What's up with your nose?" And I was like, "I'll tell you about that later." I go to the hospital. They basically give me like Benadryl and send me on my way. But then I had to go home and tell my mom that I was trying to light a joint. And that was the reason.
Oh, no. Why did she
I had
say?
A burn on the end of my nose for like 2 weeks.
Did not think of a better lie.
At that point, when you're broken out, rassed out, you're
dying.
Hungover, your face is scarred, you're just going to you confess everything.
Peach snob turned to peach snot.
My confession has nothing to do with high school because I've already told everything. I got pregnant in high school. My confession is exactly around the whole pregnancy thing. I never got to have this like big reveal. Gender
reveal. Oh, like the gender reveals and stuff.
Every time I got pregnant, I was scared to tell somebody because I was too young. You know, something going on. And so Automatic and I have been talking about having a baby recently. And everybody I know around me is having babies. Oh. And I have baby fever.
Look at this guy. He's getting nervous already.
Well, I'm trying to figure out. Hold on. We're switching gears here. Because me and Otto were just confessing our drunken debauchery. And Dana, you're over here confessing that you have baby fever.
I got baby fever.
In like a major way.
Major way. All my friends, girlfriends in radio are showing their baby bumps. And I'm like, I never got to do that. Because when you're 15, nobody cares. Nobody wants to know.
Or when
they don't want the gender reveal. They're like, what are you doing?
Or when you and your co-host get pregnant together. And nobody knows that you're actually dating. And we had to hide our pregnancy.
We had to hide it. Like, we can't reveal it. We can't reveal the gender because we can't even tell anybody I'm pregnant.
Can we just rent a baby for a gender reveal? Let us host your gender reveal. That's what we want to do here.
So that's my confession.
Because I don't want another baby.
So Automatic, you said you wanted a baby, and now
you don't. I did want a baby, and then I was around some babies, and it was a great reminder of why I don't want any more babies
it's so hard, right?
We already have to get up early, and then I can't even imagine going through not sleeping, not doing all that stuff that like you can't do with a baby. No, thank you. I'll take care of your kid for the weekend.
My girlfriend started all over again. She was a teen mom as well. And she said, look, it's great, but it is so much work. You, Dana, or you, DJ Automatic, one of y'all is going to have to give up your career because it takes that much time to raise a little baby.
I'm not giving up DJing.
Well, I'm not giving up the Dana Cortez show.
I'm starting to realize maybe teen moms had it all figured out. Get it out the way early.
Don't you dare say that, Anthony. Don't say that. One call, 1 minute, no judgment. Tap in with your confessions right now. We'll be right back with them next.
I mean, they do get it over with early, though.
Stop.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's the Dana Cortez Show. You know, Automatic Anthony A. All of us in here know relationships are difficult enough. Like,
yes.
Automatic, you and I are married. It's a whole different level.
We know. Anthony knows how difficult it is for us.
Yes. And add children on top of that.
Yes.
And you make it even
and
harder.
Bills and just life in general.
It's beautiful, but kids make it harder. But what about kids in your bed between you and your loved one after a certain age? So listen to this man.
I got a 2-year-old. He's my youngest. He sleeps in the bed, but I get home from work, and I just feel like, well, I've been working all day, so I'm tired. And plus, we've got the 2-year-old sleeping in between of us.
How do you communicate with your partner? Look, I'm ready for these kids to get out of our bed and into their own. And at what age should you be having them sleep alone? Let's talk about it when What Guys Think here on the Dana Cortez Show returns.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's the Dana Cortez Show. What Guys Think? We're discussing children in your bed. Oof. What at what age should they be moved to their own room? And we're actually having this talk because of this call.
I got a 2-year-old. He's sleeping with me now. Before the pandemic and all this, me and my wife, we were going out and whatnot. But I got 2 older boys, and then I got my youngest. You know, it's kind of the same thing. I get home from work. She stays at home as well. And I just feel like, well, I've been working all day. I can't get home and try to take off the load off her. So she kind of gets frustrated. So then when we get home and, you know, it's time to sleep, well, she's frustrated because she's been with the kids all day. And plus, we've got the 2-year-old sleeping in between of us. Really no communication.
Have you told her that you want the child out of the bed?
Well, she actually wants to get him out of the bed, but I don't feel comfortable because I live in a 3-bedroom place. I got my 2 other boys. They have their own room. So if I put him with another one, then I would be taking their space.
No, that is not their space. That is your space.
You know what? We shared bedrooms growing up, all of us. I mean, it's just a way of life. Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, they're
going
to have to learn to deal
with
it. Yeah. And the other thing is me and my brothers are super close because of it.
2 younger brothers just got to fall in line. This is established dad.
They just got to do it. Yeah.
The older brother gets the room. I'm sorry. That's the way it works.
Oh, my gosh. Is that the rule?
That's the rule. Yeah. That was the rule in my house.
2 younger siblings got to shack. You got to bunk it up. That's rules, bro.
I appreciate the advice. I'm going to try to get this situation under control.
What threw me off about that whole thing is that when he starts telling his story, I thought It was the wife that wanted to keep the kids in the bed. It's not. He wants the kids in the bed because he's working all day. So he gets home and he's like, oh, let me get my little baby in the bed with me. And she's like, I've been with the little baby all day. Get this baby out of my bed.
And at that part, I really, really felt bad for him because you could just tell that these are just two hardworking people.
Yes.
And the intimacy is a hard thing to do. But the biggest thing that stands out to me is they haven't communicated about it.
Well, if there's no communication, I guarantee you there's no sexy time here happening.
They need to get that kid out of the bed ASAP.
Easier said than done.
I know, from personal experience, I know, because the kids want to be in the bed. We would take Ava upstairs, put her in her bed, and then all of a sudden she comes crawling down those stairs and they're like, oh, let me back in. And it does make it a hard, hard time for intimacy because you don't want your kid busting in the room.
No.
When you're busting. Oh.
Slow down, Erica Banks. Well, I mean, obviously we're sitting here joking, but think about how difficult it was for him to pick the phone up and talk about this. He wants some advice. He wants some help. And right away, I started thinking about a couple that we know automatic. I'll never say their names, but we were at lunch with them. It was a bunch of parents. All our kids went to school together. And the woman said, oh, I want another baby so badly. She kept going on and on about wanting to have a baby. And her husband finally looked at her and said, I don't know how. You still got so-and-so in the bed. And she's six at the time.
Six.
Which means her husband was frustrated enough with the situation.
Or he brought it up in front of us.
In front of everybody. Mm. And the wife got so red. She was
very embarrassed. I was embarrassed for her at that point.
They went home and had a big old fight. I promise you after that.
They should have went home and had some big old makeup on the couch.
Yeah, right. You know that one went home. She's like, you said that in front of Dana Cortez. You know you're going to turn that into a topic.
Now that we're not having sexy time. This is a normal thing. People feel guilty. This man feels guilty about not being home all day because his wife is now. He started talking about, we used to do this, we used to do that. Now the pandemic, so he feels like, I need to spend more time with my little one. I don't want to take the space away from my older ones. It's not that. You have to make sure that your relationship is good. These are your children. Set those boundaries now. You've got to put that kid in their own space.
I think this guy, like, he's experiencing a lot of guilt because he's obviously working a lot and he loves his kids. Think about it. He wants to keep his kids in separate rooms, all of them in separate rooms.
Well, does he not love his wife?
I'm sure
you gotta think
don't
about
do that.
That.
Don't do that. Don't
no,
do that.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that you can't just say, oh, it's because he loves his kid. I get that. But think about your partner as well. She needs that time
with
you.
But I think the one thing, like, that this guy might be thinking is, he's responsible for those kids. He brought them into the world. He's always going to be responsible for him. The wife could be temporary. I'm sorry. That's
automatic. You don't make any sense at all now.
I'm trying to make sense of the situation because the guy, you can hear he feels guilty about having to work all the time, being away from his kids.
That's how a lot of moms feel, too. That's why this friend of ours had the child in the bed. She was a professional woman. She traveled a lot. And I think that's why she had the little girl in the bed. At the end of the day, you got to protect the mom and dad's relationship so that you can be good parents.
I agree 100% on that. I'm talking about that guy.
To the kids. I recommend that you get your children out of the bed between 6 and 7 months. I understand you want to protect the child, the baby. You know, you want to have the baby near. But if you don't, they become acutely aware of all of their surroundings, and then they're not comfortable in their own space.
And don't break, because we broke and we ended up with a bed on our floor with our kids sleeping on that bed for what, till she was three?
Till she was 3 years, till I had to tell you, take that damn bed out of our room. I can't handle it anymore.
Nobody breaking no back, nobody breaking no mattresses, nothing.
Nothing.
No, and the worst thing is that Stasia, who was 13 at the time, started sleeping on that bed with
Everybody
Ava. Everybody was sleeping in the same room.
I was like,
let me tell you about some frustration.
You're yelling at me. I can tell.
I'm still bothered by it.
If you want some advice on how to get the kiddos out of your bed, please follow us, Dana Cortez Show, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, at Dana Cortez. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Utah wants to block all porn. Every single bit of porn will be blocked from Utah if they get their way. Gotta be one of the craziest WTF stories we've ever done here in the Dana Cortez Show. Automatic Anthony A. They say that all your new phones and tablets, if it's sold in that state, you will no longer be able to watch those adult films that you've been watching, boy.
There's a little kicker to that too, Dana. If you live in Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Wyoming, or Nevada, they want to block your porn as well.
Wait, Utah wants to run porn in all those states?
Because they're connecting states.
Block porn in Nevada, dog?
That, I mean,
come on, bro.
You can sell sex there. Come on. How are you going to block porn there?
some politicians say that they think that it's actually a good idea. And what they want to do is put this built-in software to the phones that are sold in Utah that would prevent you from downloading or watching these nasty movies.
Ain't Utah the place where you can have all the wives?
Yes, right?
You can have all the wives in Utah, and I can't have my little bit of porn?
I was going to say.
Come on, Utah.
They basically get a porn every night.
Come on, dude.
You think having multiple wives is a sexy thing?
No. Not in real life, it's not. That's just a lot more bickering. One wife nagging is hard. Six wives nagging?
Oh, dude.
Nothing's going to get hard.
All right, so parents' groups say they love it because it'll be one less thing they got to worry about. But critics say that the proposal is an intrusion on free speech.
Hell yeah, it is. It's an intrusion on my privacy when I'm in the bathroom.
Ew, freedom of speech. Do they talk in those movies?
I don't know. I watch them on mute.
Okay, then. We'll be right back with more to Dana Cortez Show. That's today's WTF story.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Getting back into the dating world, because it's a new way of dating now. If you've been out of the game for a minute, SOS Sick of Single here on a Dana Cortez Show, Automatic Anthony A. This is all about a personal friend of mine. Mm-hmm. She met someone on our page.
Oh.
And they were talking for a long time, like going back and forth. Everything was going great. And then he stopped communicating with her.
Oh.
No, but let me tell you something. She really believed that they were kind of connected.
Like a thing.
Like a thing.
Like an official thing.
Like an official thing, because let's say you were dating, you're in the dating world 5-6 years ago. It's completely different now than it was. Now, if it's been 10 years.
Says the woman who's been married.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
For 10 plus years now.
But let's be real, Anthony, you've been in here on your Bumble accounts and apps.
I would feel bad for a person who's becoming newly single and they've been in a relationship for at least 5 years, because it's different. And it's also more commonly acceptable to date online now. With that being said, you have more people being sketch online as
She did something that no woman should ever do when you start talking to someone on social media. So when the Dana Cortez Show returns, I will list the do's and the don'ts of dating online. That's coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
My girlfriend is back on a dating scene. It has been years and years and years and years. And oh my, online dating is a whole different way of talking to someone, meeting someone, and connecting with someone. It's the Dana Cortez Show, DJ Automatic, Anthony A. Luckily, Otto, you and I haven't had to do this in a long time.
No.
We're married. Anthony, I've
not
seen
since
you.
My MySpace days.
Yeah, and Anthony, I've seen
it's
you
been a while.
Struggle with the Bumble. And what is the other app
struggle.
That you used to be on?
Hold Tinder.
On. Struggle.
Tinder.
Struggle. It's called cleaning up, my queen.
Whatever.
Okay,
whatever.
I done ran through in every city
you're
we've been in.
You're locked down now, okay?
In any city we've been in with Dana, I ran through a couple. You guys have met meetups in those cities, so don't play like you haven't.
Okay.
Otto, as a matter of fact,
You had a great run.
It's still running. One of those Bumble accounts actually brought us some God of Good Greens in Chicago. I know you remember that.
No, I remember. You had a great run.
All right, so don't call it a struggle.
His jersey's in the rafters.
No, it's not, dude. It's in negotiation.
Yeah, no, bull. You are in love. Okay, anyways, that's a whole other topic. Let's go.
The do's and the don'ts of dating online. First of all, be respectful. Ladies and gentlemen, can you not send the naked photos right away? Don't do it. Don't do it. If they ask for it, don't do it. Okay, whatever
you already
do.
Lost the allure. We already know what you got to offer. Why would you do that?
That's one side of it. The other side is you just don't know this person. Don't let the photos be up on the internet.
Thank you. They could be up at, you know, so-and-so's place of work.
That's the common sense part of it.
Number two, meet for coffee or a quick meal.
Ooh.
If you ask someone to meet up and they say no 1, 2, 3 times, it's not a real relationship.
During daylight hours.
Yes. Don't say it's 2 a.m., baby. You want to know.
And for my homies out there, too, don't be just trying to invite her straight to the crib, because that gets sketched, too. I know some homies been set up.
As
you know
a woman, I'm telling you, don't ever go to someone's
house in
the
middle of the
night.
Remember that story we did where that woman did that to him, and there's two guys waiting in the car, and he ended up in the trunk?
Yep.
Yes. So don't just be meeting people at weird hours. Number three. Don't allow crazy expectations or promises take over your mind. Well, you can say anything online. Oh, baby, I love you. Oh, baby, this and that. No.
You
no,
can make up a
no.
whole relationship in your mind, which yeah. this woman did. She,
stop.
Well, I'm just saying, she was in love with this dude. And I was, and when I finally, I was like, well, where have you guys met? What have you done? She was like, oh, we haven't physically met yet. And I was like, wait, what?
She liked him. He was giving her all of these things, you know, and her. So in her mind, she was in a relationship. And then finally, do keep trying. Just like meeting someone face to face, guess what? It's not always going to work out. Just like when you meet someone at the grocery store, meeting someone on social media or one of the dating apps is going to take some time. Love takes time.
You're not even meeting their representative. You're meeting the cool guy on Instagram, which is not even a real person.
You don't even know what they really look like, especially if they only have those half body pics. You
and,
don't even
and all
know.
The filters.
I got to apologize to all the girls who I lied to saying I was 6 foot. I'm only 5'11 on a good day.
All right, we're listing these do's and don'ts of social media dating on our social media. Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. Same on TikTok, at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Back with more coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A high court in Arizona just ruled that a Phoenix man can sue Costco because the pharmacist told his wife he needed the little purple pill.
It's blue.
How do you know it's blue, DJ Automatic? That's why I said that. Woo! It's the got WTF him. Story.
You got me.
Here on the Dana Cortez Show, Automatic Anthony A. This man and his wife were separated. Okay, now she goes to the Costco pharmacy in Phoenix, Arizona to pick up his prescription. While she's there, the pharmacist informs her that he also has a prescription for the little blue pills, which help you when you have a little problem with your member.
Let me hold on. Erectile dysfunction.
There
let
you
me
go,
make sure
automatic.
I'm understanding this right. So the man sent the woman in to get another prescription.
Yes, sir, Anthony.
And then
yes.
This pharmacist dude
decided to snitch out our boy for having ED.
He's joking with the wife. About why is your man not picking up his ED pills?
Okay. But...
Well, wait. Then man tells ex-wife or soon-to-be ex-wife they're separated. First of all, I didn't want that ED prescription. I've been canceling it twice. And the wife's like, I don't even believe you. These two didn't even get back together because she thought he was lying to her about the little blue pills.
I already don't like this pharmacist guy.
Why?
Make little jokes about my man's little ex-wife. Because like legally, though, he can't be doing that, though, right?
No,
like,
legally, hip-hazy, he can't
legally,
be doing it.
And man-wise, you shouldn't be talking about another man's ED problems.
So either way, the high courts have ruled this man can take Costco to court. We know that there's a federal healthcare privacy law called HIPAA. And basically what the court says is that they violated the privacy of this man by joking about his prescription, his ED prescription.
He's just getting his ED pills in bulk because he's getting it from Costco. I don't even know.
But that's why he's suing Costco, because he's so upset. He wanted to reconcile with his wife. The man is hurting. She's divorcing him.
Well, maybe if he wasn't so soft, she wouldn't leave him.
Automatic. That's today's WTF story. We'll be back with more on the Dana Cortez Show less than 5 minutes from right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Homies and homettes, let me paint this picture for you. It's St. Patrick's Day. You've had a beautiful day of green beers and whiskey. You're ready to go home and get a little frisky. But your man is suffering from an alcohol-induced sexual dysfunction, or as we call it in the streets, whiskey. Hey. Is that a real thing? Let's talk about it right now. Let's talk to two dudes.
One studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, and the reason we're talking about whiskey on St. Patrick's Day is because early in our WTF, we were going over a story where a man was actually suing an Arizona Costco because they leaked out information about his Viagra pills.
Damn.
To his ex-wife that he was trying to get back to with.
And make this understood, my homie out there. We are on your side, bro. We do not think that the pharmacist who made the little joke to your ex-wife about the little blue pill that you wanted to take, we don't think that was right, dog. So if you need some backup, if you need some homies, give me a call, bro. I will... I don't know what I'm going to do, but...
I'll only take 10% of your winnings.
So, Automatic, being that we are, you know, St. Patrick's Day, and people are going to be out there enjoying their whiskey, maybe some Jameson, maybe their Prop 12 from Conor McGregor, if you want. Has whiskey ever happened to you?
As someone who was a heavy drinker in my early 20s and especially late teens.
Whoa there.
Yeah, it happened.
Mm.
Where I was not able to get the job done because I was too inebriated.
And some ladies out there may be thinking that only men might just be using this as an excuse.
It happens.
Yep.
Sometimes you just go knock them back a little too much. And it is medically proven that the alcohol in your bloodstream can cause that to not get aroused, if you may.
Okay.
So that's the reason why Whiskey D is a real thing, and all men suffer from it.
Bro.
So if your man cannot do that, ladies, comfort him.
Okay?
I don't just give him a little blue pill just to give him one. Because I had a friend who had this happen, and his girl gave him a little blue pill, and he went through 4 hours of what he said was the most uncomfortable thing in his life.
Whoa there.
That it was just rock solid, and even when they were done, he wasn't done. It wouldn't go away.
Yeah, the other side of that story is that his wife went through the most pleasurable 4 hours of her life. So, homies out there, don't be worried tonight if you go a little too hard on the whiskey or the green beer, because ladies, come for that, man. Talk him back into some positivity, and once you get over that little rainbow, you'll find his golden pot.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Hey, DJ Automatic.
What?
If a toy company makes an action figure out of you, what two accessories do you come with and why? Let's talk about that right now. I have to welcome you to Two Dudes.
That might be the coolest question you've ever asked me. DJ Automatic. What studio?
And no, this is not the 420 episode.
No.
All right, but this is just a fun question that popped across my timeline. And I was like, you know what? This is a perfect time for us to talk about this inside Two Dudes, One Studio. So please head over to Dana Cortez Show on IG, on Instagram, and drop in your two accessories that your action figure would come with. Now, again, Automatic, that question was, if a toy company makes an action figure, a DJ Automatic action figure, what two accessories do you come with, DJ Automatic?
This is like I said, it's the most fun, but it's also probably the deepest question, because I gotta, like, I'm really thinking about this. Okay, first thing I'm gonna have, okay, I'm gonna have a record, like a vinyl record that I could throw out, like kind of like boomerang-ish.
Nice.
And it just chops people's heads off.
Hey, dude, I like it.
Because it's just an action figure. It's not real.
It's not an action figure. It's just an action figure. Now it's a superhero Automatic.
Yes.
DJ in the world in the daytime, saving the world at nighttime.
Yeah, with my vinyl that is a boomerang that chops people up.
Okay.
Okay. And the other accessory I'm going to have, we only get two?
You got to get two. You only get two accessories.
I'm having like super shoes.
Oh,
like super sneakers.
Nice.
So like I can run super fast in them, or I could even fly in them. They have like little jet packs in
them. I like that. All right. So I like your toys. I would definitely cop the DJ Automatic action figure.
I'm going to create it. Watch.
The Anthony A action figure comes with, because I do stand-up comedy, comes with a mic stand and a microphone, right? That's one thing. It's one accessory.
You could beat him with it?
It could like also like, you know, shoot lasers out too. Why not?
Okay.
And also a pack of P-rolls.
Not kid-friendly.
It was Popeye's spinach. Okay, you dig? Let us know what two accessories your toy comes with at Dana Cortez Show on Instagram. The Dana Cortez Show podcast is now available on all streaming platforms. We return on Monday. Y'all be sure to keep it locked right here. We got something coming next for you.